Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian natural gas began flowing again at a reduced volume through the Nord Stream pipeline. It was down for 10 days under annual maintenance. EV manufacturer Tesla reported its first sequential decline in quarterly profit in more than a year as it works through global economic turmoil and an extended shutdown at its Shanghai assembly plant. The United States military has a serious recruiting problem, worse than the Vietnam days of 1975. After 5 months of the fiscal year, the Army reached only 23% of its active duty goal for new recruitments. Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News says all this wokeness is a turnoff, and China is taking note.
The biggest existential crisis we face is that China wants to replace us as a world superpower, and they are rapidly building out their nuclear forces that may one day overmatch our nuclear forces.
USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Rudy Giuliani has been ordered to testify August 9th before a grand jury in Georgia investigating the 2020 election. The special grand jury will convene in Fulton County Superior Court in Atlanta. A lightning strike at a military base in Georgia turns tragic.
One U.S. Army Reserve soldier has died after a lightning strike at Fort Gordon in Georgia. A base spokesperson has confirmed 9 other soldiers were injured in the strike. As thunderstorms sweep through the area, the lightning hit Training Area 26.
Georgia is the 10th, ranked 10th in the 50 states as far as the number of lightning injuries and deaths.
About 150 miles east of Atlanta, Fort Gordon is home to 80,000 people, including 16,000 service members and their families. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Arizona GOP Executive Committee censured State House Speaker Rusty Bowers on Tuesday. GOP leaders in Arizona chided him for voting alongside Democrats on legislation dealing with education indoctrination, open border immigration, gender politics, and election laws. When the U.S. military is more focused on climate change, wokeness, and the likes, it's no wonder young people are avoiding military service under the Biden administration. Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News says Republicans' hands are tied because Democrats are running the country. But come November,
we hope to win back control this fall so we can begin to get to the bottom of a lot of what's been happening in this Pentagon, whether it's the foolish and wasted witch hunt looking for so-called extremists. But I've taken steps already. Earlier in this Congress, I demanded that all officers being promoted to the general ranks answer a series of simple questions, like do they believe the Constitution and the Declaration is racist, or do they believe that a skin color should be a primary consideration for promotion in the military. And I said if they get it wrong, I'm not going to wave their nomination through. And I've got a lot of feedback from the officer corps that is filtered down, and the message is being sent that they should not be engaged in those kind of politically charged issues, that we need a professional officer corps that does not get engaged in politics in any way and that is focused on on the military's sole mission, which is fighting and winning our nation's wars.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Have you noticed with all this attention that has been spent on the January 6th committee hearings, I don't know, from day one I always thought, okay, what are we going to miss along the way? Is this covering something? Are we so focused sometimes, even though we're not? I mean, I say we're not according to... according to the latest polling in that most of America sees it for what it is. It's a big yawn. But yet it is a waste of time, and it does distract from the real issues. Now, what is happening here, the way I look at it, is you have Congress accusing a former president of really violating the Constitution. I mean, to the point that they call it treason, and they refer to it as an insurrection, and these words are very powerful. And meanwhile, we have a president in office that is actually threatening our Constitution, and people are not noticing what's going on. Now, Horace Cooper is with us right now. He's a nationally recognized legal commentator, an adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace Cooper, welcome to the show. It's always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to come on the program.
Okay, so what's happening? Are we missing something? Are we so focused on Donald Trump, we're not even realizing the president we have in office right now, that for the sake of climate change, let's just take that for example, he's willing to shred the Constitution and institute executive orders and compel the people to go along with his agenda at our expense. What are we missing here?
Everything you said is accurate. You left out one little piece, and that is, even when the New York Times has polled the American people about these radical ideas, the priority that they place on climate change is either 1% for all Americans, or 3% if you are a registered Democrat, or if you are between the ages of 18 and 29. The overwhelming, that's 9 out of 10 Americans are saying this isn't their priority. So this president is willing to breach constitutional protocols, completely disregard what the Supreme Court has almost most recently ruled at the end of its term about agencies acting outside of an express grant of authority by Congress. This president is threatening to go forward with that. No support from the American people, no support in the context of his institutional authority. This is something that our mainstream media ought to be focused on, and instead it appears this November, when the day of reckoning occurs, they're going to report, whoa, what happened here? Mm-hmm. They're going to claim that it's a surprise, it's a shock when there's such devastation for the ruling party of progressives.
We can only hope that would be the case. I am cautiously optimistic about that vision, Horace, for obvious reasons. But, you know, getting to the point here, even with the polling, Joe Biden and the left could care less. They're in power, and they're going to do everything they can to leverage that power. And, of course, we saw what happened under COVID, and so the same pattern is starting to arise, but now in the name of climate. And he wants to declare, or at least he's threatening to declare, a climate emergency. And people need to understand just how treacherous that is. I don't know how else to put it. It is horrific. It is treacherous. It is unconstitutional. And this is coming from a president of the United States. I mean, if this doesn't bring people to the streets, I don't know what will, Horace, because this is out of control, especially when we see what's happening in Europe, what happened in Sri Lanka, what happened in Ghana, what happened throughout the EU. You know, they were at least smart enough. I mean, even Germany realized, my goodness, we made a mistake here with these rolling brownouts and that with our emergency our energy sector. This is intolerable. We've got to reverse course. Not Joe Biden. I mean, while everybody is retooling and reversing course, Joe Biden is hell-bent to, you know, take us over a cliff.
He is doubling down. He is fully committed to this radical green agenda. He pretended during the primary that there were others on the stage. You know, almost every person who was a Democrat ran in 2020, but he ended up prevailing, and he pretended that he was going to be the moderate. He pretended that he was going to bring America together, and implicitly, there just wouldn't be any mean tweets. He has embraced the worst among what radicals that were running, like Elizabeth Warren, like Bernie Sanders. He has embraced the worst of those policies, and in particular, the Green Agenda. Not the Green New Deal. The Green Agenda is bigger. If the Green New Deal is a multi-trillion dollar program, this is levels higher than that. His pledge that you, who are driving a vehicle that you're either finishing the last few payments on and looking around and saying, I don't think I'm going to be getting one for a while, or you've already finished the payments on, is it going to be treated like a firearm? It's registered, and you're going to have to turn yours in so that you can get one that is approved by the government. This radical idea that he said by 2030 that we're going to have 50% of us driving electric cars, those more expensive, almost triple the price of the car. This is where this president is taking us, along with no more coal, no more natural gas, just wind, just solar. This is dangerous. This is radical. It's unpopular. And if left alone, that's where he'll take us.
And the comical thing about all this, I mean, this just shows you how unscholarly and this whole idea is, and they haven't thought it out. I don't know if you saw that video with the auto executive talking about the electric car, and the reporter asks, "Well, where do you get the energy from?" She says, "Well, you know, from that energy outlet." Well, where does that come from? Oh, it comes from the building. So you plug into the building. Okay, but where does that energy come from? And she was perplexed. She had no idea until they finally asked somebody who knew what they were talking about. And they go, it originates from coal. I mean, you need coal in order to generate the energy. Yeah, I know.
It was astonished. But it wasn't magic angels that present the energy that the very same. And by the way, this is simple science. To get a gram or ounce or a thermal level of energy, it doesn't matter whether it's nuclear, it doesn't matter whether it's wind, it doesn't matter whether it's coal. To get the same degree of energy requires the creation of the same degree of energy.
Exactly. Well, Jordan Peterson was right, Horace Cooper, when he said that you can become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. I mean, these are people, highly educated, you know, they've gone to some of the best colleges in the country. They should know better, but there they are in front of God and everybody, reducing themselves to the lowest common denominator of idiocy. And it's very dangerous because they're not giving us a choice. We're not being given an option. Says, hey, look at Horace. This is so much better. This is going to be so much better for you. No, you're just being told, shut up, get the car, and you're going to be happy. We've got more from Horace after this.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. You have acid indigestion, you can't eat the foods you like, your stomach upset all the time, chronic pain a problem? Well then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Afghanistan are being heavily persecuted by the Taliban. In fact, Afghanistan was recently listed as the number one country for Christian persecution. So many people in that region are hungry for hope. Fortunately, the light of Christ shines the brightest in the darkest places of the world, and the Tide Ministry is more determined than ever to continue spreading the gospel in that region and sharing the hope of Christ with those who need it the most. Now that we're broadcasting in the two most prevalent languages in the area, Dari and Pashto, we're able to give even more people access to the good news, opening the door for them to place their hope in Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Just way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal commentator, is with us. And Horace and I were talking off air, he made me feel good for a moment. And he says, Bill, there's hope. And that is that get ready. the country is preparing itself for restoration. And as I was talking with somebody the other day, Horace, I said, you know, the good news about where America is right now, we're not like some of these other countries that never have experienced liberty, that never experienced a constitutional government, a constitutional republic. We have experience. We've got a history of it. So in order for it to be restored, you had to have been stored, so to speak, in the first place, right? So it's not like we've got to wait for some incredible miracle and perfect alignment of the stars in order for this to happen. And I believe the pickings are right. I would agree for the people to come together and say, enough of this idiocy. We're going to take our government back, because clearly Joe Biden, this elite crowd, I mean, a small number of people, you think about it, Horace, 548 elected officials, like they really, you know, the cumulative intelligence of them versus 330 million Americans. Who wins in this case?
Yes. America is actually made up, and I don't mean this as a criticism, I mean it as an observation, of millions of doubting Thomases. If you recall in the New Testament, Thomas said if he could feel the cuts, the bruises, the actual body of the Creator Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, he would believe. And it was blessed for those who see and believe, but even more blessed are those who don't see and believe. The American people have seen prosperity. The American people have seen freedom. The American people have seen liberty. And it will be a lot easier to convince them to stand up and fight for it. Now, I mentioned earlier, Peter Jennings in 1994, after America rose up against the left-wing Clinton agenda, he called it, because he was shocked, he was surprised, a drive-by. America's drive-by. Well, and to quote Ronald Reagan, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Right.
What's about to occur from millions of Americans who remember how recently it was when instead of the age of a vehicle on the highway setting records for being the oldest possible, every month new vehicles at record levels were being sold. Every month new employment and, more importantly, new small businesses were being created. And gasoline seemed like they were almost paying you to get it instead of you needing to mortgage your home. This contrast is where the day of reckoning is going to take us. And I predict, because the media has refused to call out the extreme policies of Joe Biden and his supporters in Washington, they're going to be shocked, shocked at the response. But it's because America is made up of millions of Thomases that we're going to see this day of reckoning occur.
Well, the media itself has allowed their own corporate veil to be pierced, Horace Cooper, and they've violated their lane position by crossing over and becoming propagandists and no longer being in the role as a free and fair press. And I don't know if it's ruinous to the point of no recovery. I mean, looking at the polling and looking at the subscriptions of said media that continue to dwindle, that could very well be the case. And we could be looking at a whole new revolutionary type of media resource that, I mean, forget about these misinformation, disinformation boards like NPR wants to set up. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, you have to have some level of credibility coming into it. You can't be participating in disinformation and then all of a sudden claim self-righteousness that you are going to be, you know, the king and queen of disinformation, right?
Our founders intended for the First Amendment to do two things in particular: keep the American people informed and also hold government accountable. What we have seen is misinformation and cheerleading. That is an insult to the sacrifice that occurred to get ourselves a First Amendment, and I predict that you are going to see a big, even bigger, more accelerated when I was a kid, ABC, NBC, CBS, the New York Times, and the Washington Post were probably 65% or more of the place or means for people to get information. That has dropped down to less than a third of Americans, and we're headed to territory where they may be less than 5%. And it's all of their own doing.
Self-inflicted. Exactly. No, you're exactly right. Horace, those numbers, because I've been broadcasting most of my life, when you and I were growing up, the three networks commanded 85% of the viewing audience. That's how powerful they were. And here they are today. And, of course, they'll you know, excuse it off. Well, because now we got cable, you got all this other stuff. Still, the fact of the matter is people will associate with that which is genuine.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
Right?
Let me just make sure your audience understands. People will pay to get news that's accurate rather than listen to free news. Because all you have to have is a bunny rabbit antenna or an antenna on your house to get the free news. No one wants it. Every month, those numbers go lower and lower and lower. And it's precisely because they don't hold government accountable and they don't inform the American people. The founders hoped and prayed that we didn't have to drop all of our responsibilities with our family, our kids, our communities, so that we could track government all day long. They thought that there would be this third party, an institution that would stand up and do this. New institutions are rising up to take on that role so that the American people can go back to the priorities that are supposed to be important to them.
Well, Horace, the people of the world are looking toward that that city on the hill with the light that used to shine quite brightly, and they're looking for hope again. And I appreciate what you're sharing with us, because what I sense is this. Klaus Schwab with the World Economic Forum predicted that there will be this fourth industrial revolution that's around the corner, all aimed and targeted to a one-world government. The United States is in a redeeming position, redeeming in as much as that if we hold strong and recapture our government again and get control of things and have it represent what our founding fathers had intended, the light will come out even more brighter. It will be an encouragement to the rest of the world. And just like what happened after World War One and World War Two, it could be America leading the way for a world, you know, a world of peace, a world encouragement, a world that would be vibrant and robust, as opposed to one that the World Economic Forum is predicting, and that is a world that is overpopulated and that needs to be culled.
There were at least three major revivals that happened in America in the 20th century. Most of those, and Billy Graham is probably the most notable for those, they affected all of American society. It is time once again for a 21st century revival. When we are no longer fighting tooth and nail for just our basic liberties and freedoms, you're going to see America be able to focus on those kinds of things. Nothing about these revivals were coercive. Nothing
right.
about them were dangerous. In fact, communities were made better. They helped more people. They solved more homelessness, alcoholism, and other of the personal travails that people experience. There, we are on the cusp. Once the day of reckoning occurs and we start to restore the American primacy of what it means to live at free and in liberty, that's what I predict is another great revival, one of the 21st century.
Well, Charles Finney said that revivals happen when they're most needed. And the people are seeing the results, the consequences of the choices that they have made that are cumulative. And we are in a dangerous spot right now. If we do not turn back to God, Heaven help us, Horace Cooper. Thank you so much, as always. We appreciate your insight and your expertise. He's the former constitutional law professor, Horace Cooper.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian natural gas began flowing again at a reduced volume through the Nord Stream pipeline. It was down for 10 days under annual maintenance. EV manufacturer Tesla reported its first sequential decline in quarterly profit in more than a year as it works through global economic turmoil and an extended shutdown at its Shanghai assembly plant. The United States military has a serious recruiting problem, worse than the Vietnam days of 1975. After 5 months of the fiscal year, the Army reached only 23% of its active duty goal for new recruitments. Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News says all this wokeness is a turnoff, and China is taking note.
The biggest existential crisis we face is that China wants to replace us as a world superpower, and they are rapidly building out their nuclear forces that may one day overmatch our nuclear forces.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back. This is the home of your breakfast tacos. Bill Martinez here, serving them up for you. Breakfast tacos. This is hilarious. If my mother was alive, she would have things to say. But so I can only imagine. So you get to laugh with me and just imagine. She was hysterical. She was such a hoot. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am with you. So is John Fleetwood from American Faith. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Hey there, Bill. Great to be here. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. Put that breakfast taco down. Let's talk some business, okay? Hey, so tell me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Is Joe Biden suffering from cancer or asthma? It's interesting. The same sentences, you know, word for word almost, he used in declaring asthma, his asthma issue, and really, you know, kind of dissing his home state of Delaware, saying that he's the reason that he had, first of all, was asthma. And then he disses the state one more time here yesterday and says that he has cancer. So I'm confused. Do we have this figured out yet?
Well, what he's going for is he's trying to push the climate change agenda. And it's giving me reason to honestly praise the Lord this morning because we finally got the left following along with what Christians have been saying the whole time, with what Jews have been saying the whole time, because the Judeo-Christian tradition, we've got the Bible, and we know that in the very first chapter, it says that God creates the heavens and the earth. Then down in verse 26, it talks about God making us in his image. And he says, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So it's interesting to me that these climate change pushers like Biden, these people on ISPIC, they hate God usually. They don't want anything to do with him. It's interesting that they're doing what Christians and Jews have been saying to do this whole time, which is to take care of the earth. The only problem is, you've got, like, there's an Associated Press piece back from 1989, and it says this. I'm going to read this directly from Associated Press. This is in 1989. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth, Bill, by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2020. Oh, I'm sorry, 2000.
2000, yeah, exactly. Right.
So this was written in 1989. These UN officials, these climate change alarmists, said that by 2000, if we don't do what we need to do by then, the world's going to be swallowed. And that's not fake news. That's from the Associated Press. You've even got Snopes, which is this left-wing, quote-unquote, fact-checker. They ask a question, did the UN official really say that nations would vanish if global warming is not reversed by the year 2000? And they say yes. They go fact-check truth. So they, it's a correct attribution, they say. So they're trying to push this. And Bill, you know what this is. This is a Cloward and Piven. This is a dialectic. It's a problem-reaction-solution. They're creating the problem. This climate change thing is not real. They don't believe it. Their own officials don't believe it. That's why they're buying up land on the coast because they don't really.
Why would Barack Obama buy a mansion, a multiple million dollar mansion on the coastline? Why would Nancy Pelosi? It's endless. All these John Kerry. I mean, they're all hypocrites and they're scaring the holy what have you out of us. But hey, let's go back. I love the part of the Old Testament that says how you deal with false prophets. These guys are false prophets.
Yes.
And back then, it was like, look, if you made a prediction and it didn't happen, obviously you weren't speaking as an oracle. You know, you didn't have the oracle from God. You didn't have the authority from God. And what they did was lickety-split. They took him out and they stoned him. And by stoned him, I don't mean hashish. I don't mean, you know, token it up. I mean, they stoned him because they needed to get them out of their culture because you don't need that stuff to spread. And this is what's happening. You know, you got young, you know, you got this young girl, you know, was she 18, 19 years old, that's hysterical, you know, that's been creating all this, you know, climate alarmist. Yes, Sternberg. And it's absurd. Exactly, because look at all these predictions, you know, going back to our former vice president, Al Gore. Buddy, I don't want to hear from you. You know, it didn't happen. You know, you're no different. You're no different than, you know, some of these religious types and these pastors who say, well, Jesus is coming in 1983, in March 13th. You're no different than them. Okay.
Exactly.
And you marginalize them, but somehow the media gives you cover and allows you to keep talking. You know, I don't want to hear from you anymore. And nobody should want to hear from people who fail the credibility test and make predictions like that. And it doesn't happen. It's like, okay, you're done. Let's move on.
The left and these people pushing climate change need to take a dose of their same cynicism and skepticism and contempt for religion. Because if they're not able to see, just like we're able to see as Christians that when some Christian goes out there and says the end of the world is going to be here at this time and this time comes and nothing ever ends up happening, what we need to do is say, okay, you were wrong. And then if you start doing this again, it's like the boy who cries wolf, we're probably not going to believe you. Mm-hmm. And these people on the left who are criticizing people on the right like that, Christians for that, they need to take a dose of their own medicine.
Exactly.
When their own people make these claims and they don't come true, that, you know, you need to be a little more skeptical of that. But the scary thing is, like you said, like John Kerry, his private jet has released over 300 metric tons of carbon dioxide during the Biden administration. And John Kerry is the so-called climate envoy for Biden. Why are they going around, it's like a firefighters starting fires.
Right.
It's like that's what's going on here. These people who claim to be combating climate change are actually the biggest contributors to it because it's not really the agenda. The agenda. But
the pattern, longstanding, Joan, has been, just to your point, they start the fire and then they come through from the other side with a fire hose, say, "Hey, get out of the way. We'll help you out. We'll put it out." Well, wait a minute, you're the ones that started it. But you see, it all gets lost in translation, just like 9/11, just like January 6th, all these things, because there is a narrative that's presented by the mainstream media that continues to give them cover. They're not doing us any favors whatsoever. This is why people aren't buying their subscriptions anymore, and they have little credibility because they've burnt themselves out, and I believe that a day of reckoning is coming. I want to go back to this, John. First of all, number one, when it comes to people of faith and Christians, if you are going to represent God, you got to understand, you better make sure that you're in the throne room of God and what you're sharing is revelatory. If you're claiming that this is what God said, God does not take that lightly. You have higher level of accountability as opposed to some mentally, deficient president of the United States. Okay. So if you are a person of faith, particularly in a leadership position, you are on hallowed ground, and heaven help you if you misrepresent God, because we've seen historically what happens. God does not like it. It's no bueno. You get no breakfast tacos. Okay. And worse yet, I'm just saying. The other thing is that here Joe Biden, as a practicing Catholic, all right, there's four very powerful words, as you referenced, in the book of Genesis. It opens up, "In the beginning, God." In the beginning, God. That's where it all starts. Okay? And God had given us, through his creative process, in unity of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they gave us this planet, this world, this universe. It's the structure, the infrastructure, everything has been beautifully and wonderfully designed. And we are to steward that. Somehow we think that we're co-creators with God, you know, that somehow, I mean, when climate change first came up, I thought, is this laughable? I mean, you could see this up in heaven. God going to Peter and going, "Peter, climate change. Didn't I tell you to take care of that? What happened? You know, you failed me. You didn't do your job." I mean, like, that really happened? Like, God didn't already know in advance what was going on?
Where'd the hole in the ozone layer go?
Exactly. Well, yeah, and last time, women are still using hairspray, right? Weren't women being blamed for that?
Hilarious.
We are laughable. This is why, you know, some of the things, you know, you read in the Bible, too, every once in a while, that God laughs. And I think this is like one of those deals. But also, we're in a situation where it's getting real serious, where what Joe Biden is talking about in creating a climate emergency. John, I mean, are we going to be the next Sri Lanka? Are we going to be the next Argentina, the next Venezuela, Cuba? I mean, you know, go right on down the line. They followed this rule. It didn't work well for them. Millions of people have died in the wake of all that. We've got to go to a quick break. More from John after
this.
President
Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, care, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, I'm like you. I got to say that, you know, we knew midterm elections coming up and we're going, okay, when's the next COVID iteration coming about? And sure enough, you know, we're starting to hear about monkeypox and, you know, what's happening. It's an interesting iteration. And as different people are experiencing it, John Fleetwood, it's interesting. This is a little bit different than the first draft of COVID. COVID kind of came and went. It seems like monkeypox is hanging around a little bit longer. And by that, I mean, even the testing, people will test, you know, 7-8 days afterwards, and they're still showing positive, you know, as a result of monkeypox. What are you reading? I mean, because you're on top of all this stuff, and I mean, and just like the monkeypox, just like all the vaccinations and everything, they're problematic. We, you know, and you and I have discussed this many times before, is that you don't know what you don't know. And we ran into this so quickly. And the thing is that's most disturbing is that in light of now we know, we still are acting like we don't know. That's dangerous, isn't it?
Absolutely. So what's starting to happen is we're seeing these massive scientific laboratories are now starting to prepare for testing. Like Mayo Clinic is expected to perform 10,000 monkeypox tests per week. That's what they're preparing for. And there are others that are preparing for 30,000 per week. So obviously they're gearing up for something that's akin to what's been going on with COVID. They're starting to open up these vaccination sites. That's really what this is all about getting these vaccines out. Now, here's what's interesting to me is I haven't heard a peep of any of the mainstream talking about the monkeypox vaccine, which is what they're going to push. It. This is another thing like climate change. There's a problem. Yeah,
because there's a health emergency, all under the guise of a health emergency. You have no choice.
Go ahead. They're going to conveniently have the solution to this quote unquote problem that they have, this problem that this monkey in the gay community by and large as well. Nevertheless, they're going to try to get us to take the vaccine. mainstream media is going to try to scare us into this, even though we know the mainstream media, all of them are owned by BlackRock. BlackRock also owns all these companies, pharmaceutical companies, so there's a conflict of interest. Nevertheless, they're going to try to push the monkeypox vaccine on us. Now, here's some information I think you and your audience need to know. It's that one out of 48, so one in 48 monkeypox vaccine recipients have, quote, a cardiac adverse event of special interest, cardiac standing for the heart. So yeah. One in 48 have a heart problem after taking this, it's called Jynneos. It's by a company called Bavarian Nordic. That's the monkeypox vaccine that they're going to try to push on us. And the problem is they're not reporting the facts. Here's what this, and this is from the insert. So it's like mm-hmm. you pick up a can of Coke or whatever and you turn it around and you can see, oh, it's got, you know, so and so many calories, so and so much protein, so and so much fat, so and so much sugar. Well, a monkeypox vaccine, this Jynneos vaccine, comes with an insert and you can open it up and read the ingredients and you can, and they tell you about adverse events that have happened. And here's what it says on the inside. Monkeypox, the insert says that heart problems were reported to occur in 1.3%, 95 out of 7,093 of Jynneos recipients who were smallpox vaccine naive. That means they had not received a smallpox vaccine in the past. And, quote, 2.1% or 16 out of 766 of Jynneos recipients who were smallpox vaccine experienced. That means they had had it before. So what that means is you've got 1 in 75 vaccine recipients who had not already been vaccinated against smallpox, and 1 in 48, almost double the rate, vaccine recipients who have already been vaccinated against smallpox. So you've got a very high, that's a staggeringly high rate of cardiac, that means heart problems, with this monkeypox vaccine. And one other interesting fact, Bill, is that on the CDC back in 2020, they gave a presentation, an online presentation, where they showed, they showed on the screen, they had a doctor from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention who said that 1 in 4 women who became pregnant after receiving the monkeypox vaccine had suffered a, quote, spontaneous abortion.
Oh, wow.
So they, and they had even said not to become pregnant during these studies. They said don't become pregnant. They did. Four women did. And 1 out of 4 had a spontaneous abortion. And then get this, Bill. So this monkeypox vaccine causes this crazy amount of heart problems, according to the FDA package insert. So you know what they do? Bavarian Nordic, the maker of this Jynneos vaccine, added something called tromethamine. Tromethamine, it's a drug given to treat cardiac arrest as an ingredient in the Jynneos vaccine. Isn't that interesting? Tromethamine is the same drug, heart attack fighting drug, that they put in the Pfizer vaccine for kids because of all these instances of myocarditis, pericarditis. And I'm just reading, I'm just a reporter, so I'm just looking at the insert here. This is the insert.
You're reading the science, and the science is not real encouraging, to say the least. Follow-up question regarding these spontaneous abortions. Has there been any reporting on the children that were actually delivered, that went full term? Are they normal? Are these women that experienced a spontaneous abortion, has their reproductive process been compromised as a result of this experience? Do we have any information to that end?
So again, this comes from, and we have this on AmericanFaith.com. So you can go to AmericanFaith.com and just type in monkeypox, and you'll see the 1 in 4 women who became pregnant article there at AmericanFaith.com. Here's what they say. From this October 2020 CDC meeting, I'm reading from the slide right now. All female participants were advised to avoid becoming pregnant for 1 month, 28 days, after each study vaccine administration. Now, here's the important part. However, the occurrence of pregnancies among study participants was not unexpected among this population with relatively high fecundity.
Three participants delivered healthy babies, they say, and one participant experienced a spontaneous abortion. And that's all they say, Bill. So they say three participants delivered healthy babies. How are they defining healthy babies? Were there, did they follow up even longer?
Yeah, we may not know 5-10 years down the road here with all this stuff.
But what we do know is that the CDC says that this monkeypox vaccine that they're pushing on us, when the four women who got pregnant after taking it, when they got pregnant, one out of four, that's 25% of women who get pregnant after taking the monkeypox vaccine suffer a spontaneous abortion. Yeah. So what it looks like is if you're a woman and you get pregnant after taking the vaccine, you've got a 1 in 4 chance of having your baby spontaneously dying. And that's directly from the CDC meeting.
Well, according to a Supreme Court judge, if you're a woman, you're really not a woman anyway, so you're undefined, so don't worry, right? So no big deal. This is just all part of the process. About 3 minutes left here, John Fleetwood, and I did want to address the House Republicans who voted for same-sex marriage to be codified into federal law. What's happened here?
So you've got the House of Representatives. You've got the Democrats and the Republicans in there. You have 47 of these House Republicans passing a same-sex marriage bill, which is really, it's wild to me. It was a 267 to 157 vote. It's called the Respect for Marriage Act. And the bill, this is what the bill summary says, the bill repeals and replaces provisions that define for purposes of federal law marriage as between a man and a woman and spouse as a person of the opposite sex with provisions that recognize any marriage that is valid under state law. So what they want to do is they want to codify, same-sex marriage into federal law. And the strange thing is conservatism is associated with a pro-family, pro-traditional family, pro-nuclear family, one man, one woman, 2.5 kids. That's the conservative view. But you've got 47 of these Republicans voting in favor of codifying same-sex into federal law, which is strange because they're supposed to be conservatives. We call those rhinos, Republicans in name only. Some of the main offenders are Liz Cheney, to be expected. She's leading this Jan 6 kangaroo court. You've got Adam Kinzinger, another part of the Jan 6. These are supposed to be conservatives, but they're voting in favor of same-sex. And then you have Kat, I want to say her name right, Kamik. She had come out, and she had been defending what was going on in the border and the formula and saying, hey, we got a problem here. So I loved her for that. But now she's come out and she's in support of same-sex marriage. So we got to look out for these rhinos and make sure we don't let them stay in office. We got to vote them out, Bill. Vote out the
rhinos. Kind of amazing. I was surprised at how many from Florida, including Brian Mast, voted yes for same-sex marriage.
Yeah,
I mean, this is quite the list, and you can find it at AmericanFaith.com, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, before you vote, you need to know, what's going on.
Agree. Yeah. I mean, 47 House Republicans passed it. AmericanFaith.com.
Well, there it is. John Fleetwood, as always, we appreciate your insight, staying on top of the news and keeping us informed, buddy. And we'll be talking to you on Monday, all right? One more time.
All right.
As Phil's taking a break. He's going out for breakfast tacos. All right.
More severe food shortages. It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. you'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to-